About 260 videos, teens can start forming a habit. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day tomorrow at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu. Kicking things off with the Eastman Wind Ensemble, led by Frederick Fennell, with Armenian Dances from Aram Khachaturian on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues in the noon hour. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have stepped in to keep the music going. That'll be with the help this hour of the Glorian Duo, a flute and harp pairing with a concert piece by American composer David Diamond, the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Morten Gould, with some extremely fun music called the Polka and Fugue from a production known as Schwanda the Bagpiper. All just ahead on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. We will proceed with a recording of the ensemble I Solisti Veneti and music from Italian composer Antonio Salieri, a much maligned composer who was portrayed as a villain in the movie and stage play Amadeus, but in reality he had no specific feud with Mozart and was himself one of the great teachers of the likes of Beethoven, Schubert, and more. We'll enjoy a Salieri piano concerto in B-flat major. Claudio Simone leads I Solisti Veneti with pianist Aldo Ciccolini on KPR. Musicians of I Solisti Veneti, led by Claudio Simone and pianist Aldo Ciccolini, all together in a concerto for piano in B-flat major, music of Antonio Salieri on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:41. We're just a few minutes away from a dazzling performance of the London Symphony Orchestra with a joyful polka and fugue from Schwanda the Bagpiper, music of Jaromir Weinberger, in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th Annual Vespers Choir, singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers tradition on Sunday, December 8th. Details at music.ku.edu and the University of Kansas. Transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. A little chamber music for you next. We'll hear music by American composer David Diamond, composer mainly of the early to mid-20th century, who hailed from Rochester, New York, and a alumni of the Cleveland Institute of Music and Eastman School of Music. From Diamond, we'll hear a concert piece for flute and harp, put on for us by the Glorian Duo, here on Kansas Public Radio. A concert piece for flute and harp by American composer David Diamond, played by the Glorian Duo, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:50 is the time, 10 minutes to go until the top of the hour, and an update of news headlines from NPR, with more classical music to follow. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online, kansaspublicradio.org. It's fall, and that means it's almost time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermegan will host a free concert at the library on Friday night, October 25th, at 7 p.m. Find all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Our next performance given by the London Symphony Orchestra, and we'll hear some music. Very exciting music from a Czech opera from 1926. A short comedic opera that told the story of a man who goes on an adventure to save his new wife from an evil, wicked magic queen with a heart of ice, something that he's able to do with the help of the spell-breaking power of his ability on the bagpipes. We'll hear Polka and Fugue from Schwanda the Bagpiper with the London Symphony next on KPR. Polka and Fugue from the opera Schwanda the Bagpiper by composer Jaromir Weinberger. Morton Gould led the London Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about time for NPR News, and in the next hour, a few more American classics from the likes of Arthur Foote and George Whitefield Chadwick, plus a marvelous serenade for strings from Sweden. All that and much more still to come on KPR.
Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sherlock, NPR News, Rome.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, with the new podcast series Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Renee Haas talks to tech company leaders who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A Spanish Romance, Romantica, by composer Joaquim Serra. Salvador Brotons led the Avales Symphony Orchestra. Here on Kansas Public Radio, more classical music for your Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you. In this 1 p.m. hour, we await the Stockholm Sinfonietta. We'll hear a beautiful Swedish serenade for strings from composer Dag Björn. We'll spend most of our time this hour a bit later with the Da Vinci Quartet and from Arthur Foote, a piano quintet in A minor. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on Thursday at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Before we get to Arthur Foote's chamber music, music from a different American composer, George Whitefield Chadwick, was born in the mid-19th century to a prominent New England family and became an important member of Boston's cultural community and was an instructor at the New England Conservatory from 1897 on. Towards the end of the 19th century, he wrote a series of concert overtures where he flaunted his classical education a little bit, writing concert overtures based on the Greek muses, and the one that we'll listen to from 1903 is known as Euterpe, the literal muse of music. We'll hear the concert overture played by the Louisville Orchestra on KPR. A concert overture based on the myth of the literal muse of music, Euterpe, from composer George Whitefield Chadwick, performed by the Louisville Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. 20 minutes into our 1 p.m. hour of classical music, and in the second half, we await the Stockholm Sinfonietta for a Swedish serenade for string orchestra, music by composer Dag Björn. That's all just ahead here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yeller Brick Road, the final tour. Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And F.W. Houston Medical Center, serving Jefferson County and beyond, now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhuston.com/careers. Here at the KU campus, it is 81 degrees, today's high 88, under sunny skies. Should be getting a little bit cloudy by this evening, a low of 61. For the most part, a sunny day tomorrow, and it's going to be a warm one with highs in the lower 90s. The temperature is going to drop pretty significantly by Sunday, when temperatures will be in the low 70s. Next on KPR, we have music from another American composer, one who, like the composer we just heard, hailed from New England in the mid-19th century, one of America's great early composers, Arthur Foote. We'll spend our time with the Da Vinci Quartet, enjoying Arthur Foote's Piano Quintet on Kansas Public Radio. A Piano Quintet in A Minor by American composer Arthur Foote, performed by the Da Vinci Quartet, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is just about 1:45, 15 minutes until our next update of news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday afternoon. Coming up soon is KPR's annual Live Day, which is on October 25th. We hope you can join us for a free evening concert with violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends, an evening of spooky tales and tunes performed live at Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That's Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. All the details are at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll leave you with the Stockholm Sinfonietta, led by Asa-Pekka Salonen, to hear music from a Swedish composer of the 20th century, one born to modest means, the son of a factory worker who eventually became a known presence at the Stockholm Conservatory. Music by composer Dag Wirén and a serenade for strings on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade for String Orchestra from Swedish composer Dag Wirén, performed by the Stockholm Sinfonietta, conducted by Asa-Pekka Salonen on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us a Slavonic Rhapsody by Dvorak and a wonderful serenade from composer Karl Reinecke. That and more still to come. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing reproductive rights, Thursday via Zoom. Details and a link to the discussion at lplks.org. And the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day tomorrow at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu.
400 points, or nearly 1%. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Polonaise from the Third Orchestral Suite by Anton Arensky. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra playing on Kansas Public Radio to welcome us into our 2 p.m. hour of classical music on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and it's a pleasure to be back with you. Coming up this hour, we've got the new German Chamber Academy and a marvelous serenade from composer Karl Reinecke, and a chance to hear some lute music of the Baroque time, a duet for two lutes from Thomas Robinson. Thanks for joining us for classical music today. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute, now in a fundraising challenge to support the program with a 100% match, doubling donations to the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org. We'll move right along with the Staatskapelle Dresden Ensemble, led by Pavel Berglund, to hear music by Antonín Dvořák from around the year of 1878. Some music very similar in character to his Slavonic dances, some Scaled-up music of that variety, we'll hear Slavonic Rhapsody No. 3 in A-flat major, here on KPR. Antonín Dvořák's Slavonic Rhapsody No. 3, played by Staatskapelle Dresden, under conductor Pavel Berglund, on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:22, and we're just a few minutes away from a performance by the new German Chamber Academy, with some music from a composer who is a contemporary of the likes of Mendelssohn, Schumann, and Liszt. A serenade for strings from one Karl Reinecke, in just a short time, here on KPR. Where support for classical music comes from, Eagle's Rest Natural Home. Located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. And Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org. Next on KPR, we go back to the time of the Renaissance. The music is by one Thomas Robinson, an English Renaissance composer and lutenist who was born in the mid-16th century, someone who we don't know very much about his life until he turns up in the court of the King of Denmark in the late 16th century at Elsinore. He was the private teacher of the daughter of the King of Denmark, one Princess Anne. What we'll hear is music for two lutes, a duet suite by Robinson, played by Paul Odette and Jakob Lindberg on Kansas Public Radio. From English composer Thomas Robinson of the time of the Renaissance, a lute duet suite played by lutenists Paul Odette and Jakob Lindberg on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 2:30. Half an hour from now, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, KPR's Film Music Friday returns after a short break while we aired the BBC Proms concerts. Tonight's show is another of our occasional journeys into the music of film noir, with music from Sorry Wrong Number, Please Murder Me, Double Indemnity, and more. Join Daryl Brogdon for Film Music Friday, tonight at 7 on Kansas Public Radio. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow evening, check out a concert featuring the music of Ingrid Stotzel, who is the former director of the International Center for Music at Park University and current associate professor of composition at the KU School of Music. She's got a concert with the Novo Arts Ensemble tomorrow evening at Atonement Lutheran Church in Overland Park at 7:30 p.m., featuring the world premiere of her Three Silent Things. Much more with Ingrid Stotzel and her concert tomorrow evening at Atonement Lutheran Church. Find out more at novoarts.com. What we have for you next is a recording of the new German Chamber Academy, led by Johannes Goritzky, for a serenade in G minor for strings from a German composer and contemporary of Mendelssohn, Schumann, and Liszt. Serenade from Karl Reinecke, next on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade in G minor from composer Karl Reinecke, played by the new German Chamber Academy, led by Johannes Goritzky on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporium, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Just about 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered. Later on tonight at 7, Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday. Support for All Things Considered comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.